Imagine a man who speaks over 10 languages, can play multiple musical instruments, and serenade customers with his wonderful voice. Today we remember the life of a friend of Northwest Missouri, Fred Morris, who passed away a few days ago. He was always one of our favorites on this broadcast, and we replay one of those visits on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Fred Morris seems to know the names of every customer that comes by the Maryville Hy-Vee store where he is a greeter. He truly cares about his patrons, and they grow to love him. Fred relates what was written in the funeral program of one of his longtime customers, Roberta Logan.
She made a good friend when she met Fred Mottis at Hy-Vee. He'd always sing, "Make the world go away." And she'd try to come up with names of songs that he didn't know, but he was always able to sing at least the first few lines of every one she came up with, and often told her daughters that he was one of the nicest men she knew.
Fred says comments like that mean more than any award he could ever receive. He builds bonds with customers of all ages and backgrounds. He's even learned pieces of every language spoken by students at Northwest Missouri State University.
Konnichiwa, Japanese. Ni hao, Chinese. Guten Tag, German. Bienvenidos, Español. Key phrases, even goodbye, like Sai Chen in Chinese. When you smile and you show love towards someone who is looking around saying, you know what, I'm not from this country. Next time they come in, they smile and look at you.
Fred's even an honorary member of the Indian Student Association. Quite a feat, considering he's Hispanic. He cares for those who are in need.
One thing I do is if someone's hurting and I know something about them, sometimes I'll go over to the floral shop and buy a rose. It's only like $3.24. And I'll write a little note and give it to him.
Fred's mother told him he should always seek to serve others. But the secret is to never tell anyone about what you do. You simply do nice things because you care. Today, we honor a friend who taught us much about how we should treat others. Thanks, Fred, for all you did for us. Traveling the Countryside. In Maryville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.